It's like, hello?
You've got two offenses that are top 10 offenses. Hart decides to drive. Jones tries to defend. Capella will climb the ladder.
Ooh, child, things are going to get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Nope. Career, no red.
And this is the expectations of the season high. Look at Ball. Scooping. Oh! It hit the rafters and dropped! How fun to see that.
Put it together and we'll get it earned up.
Oh, he's elevating now. Shot clock at 6. Ball. Wow!
This is ridiculous.
He's an acrobat.
Not right.
You can't be frustrated. No time to be frustrated. Too much focus and energy. Positive energy has to go to the right way. So there ain't no time for negativity. There ain't no time for frustration. There ain't no time to hang your head down. We got to move on. Truck on to the next game.
You know, James still, because of, you know, who he is, he still puts a lot of pressure on you. And that's the great value of having a guy like Chris Paul coupled with him. So, you know, Chris was, you know, had an unbelievable game.
It's a different ball game, you know, the physicality's different, everything's different, you know, all around, and the way the game is played is different. So we got to adjust accordingly, you know, we got to adjust accordingly. The game plans, they're more days off, you know, they're preparing just for us, solely for us, you know, so everything's a little different. So you're seeing, you know, different ideas and tactics used, you know, and you just got to adjust.
We said it was going to be a tough guy game. And in a tough guy game, playoff football in December, you got to execute, and you can't leave plays on the field.
No!
Ooh, child, things are going to get easier.
I'm confident that we'll be world champions. That's what I've said right from the start, and I'm still confident of that.
I don't want anybody to start, you know, pulling fingers or start to, you know, take, jumping off the ship, so to speak, because if you're going to jump off, then stay off. Because we don't need no, you know, we don't need no fake people on our bandwagon anymore.
Someday. When's that someday going to come?
Someday, some way.
Yeah. Is that what we just did on this one? I was in...
No. Ooh, child.
Well, yeah, but that's what they do. Yeah, oh. But it says someday going to get brighter. That's what the lyrics are.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Oh.
I'm asking, when is that someday going to come? I wasn't talking about someday, some way. Oh. No. I was talking about, do you ever listen to the lyrics of this song?
Sure.
Yeah, it's... Someday things are gonna get easier. One day gonna be brighter. Ba, 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 ba. Someday gonna get things. When is that someday happening? When do they play again? Saturday? I don't think it's happening Saturday. I don't think it's happening. Did I bring this up to you? Have you ever had a hemorrhoid? What's more annoying, the pain and swelling of hemorrhoidal tissues or the pain and swelling of Minnesota sports teams losing again? James Harden did his best impression of Chris Paul last night. And then Chris Paul did his best impression of Jimmy Harden last night. It's amazing they just changed roles. Boy, you sent me, I heard it. You sent me the Barkley is bitter on Twitter. Do you know, there are so many things that, there are so many things in the world of sports, 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 is your whole life just sports, that that push me away. If people wonder, why don't you care as much anymore? City Pages basically described it exactly. You do a great job of, how did they say that? I wonder if I saved that thing from City Pages and if it's really, if it's handy, like if I could just find it right away. Oh, here it is. Every afternoon, Dan Common Man Cole does an artful job of not giving a bleep. Because I care less and less. Here's another reason why. And this time it's the sports fan. You sent me was it from Twitter?
The NBA on TNT Twitter.
Twitter account.
Yeah.
Where Chuck Barkley rips, basically says it's time for Big Cat to get in the gym. He's got to work on his game. And then the link, is it a link or whatever, the people that responded to that, ripping Charles Barkley and sticking up for Big Meow.
Yeah.
He's a great player. You know, it's like, did you not watch the last two games? I mean, he's got tons of talent and potential. He was an all-star. But who am I? And just because you've played the game before doesn't mean you have all the answers, right? And you can even disagree with opinions of people that that think they have all the answers or played the game, but tell me where Chuck was wrong with what Big Meow did. He scored 8 points two nights ago, and he scored 5 points last night.
Do you want me to play the Barkley audio?
Yes,
for those that...
would you, please?
What it really shows me, Ernest, is the limitation of his game. You know, I see why he got a long way to go offensively. I mean, those shots he's getting, those aren't big man shots. Those is a guy like a 7 foot guy shooting fadeaways against little guys. He's got to get in the gym. First of all, I like him a lot as a person. I like him a lot as a player. But he is so limited offensively. He's got to get in the gym, man, and work on his game this summer.
And then the onslaught of criticism of Chuck. Have you been paying attention, Chuck? Do you watch the games? Because people that have, you know, the basketball community, the Duckies and Bunnies, that are big fans of the Wolves, they can't handle the criticism. They can't take it because they don't want to hear it. All they've been told is Big Meow's a top 15 player and he's the next great big man and he does this and he does that and he's an all-star and he averages this many points a game and he gets this many rebounds. He's a double-double machine. All right, well, what happened last night? And then I saw some of those people want to say, well, it's the playoffs. It's too big for him right now. Oh, come on. Once the game starts, you play. I'm so tired of that everybody wants to use the playoffs either as an excuse or reason why. You know, we had it with Winnipeg. They've never won a playoff game before. Well, guess what? There's a first time for everything.
Well, and for Cat, I'm guessing there was more pressure on game 82 versus Denver than in any of these playoff games.
Yeah.
Right?
For sure.
There's more on the line in that game.
Yeah. And so and then, is Butler hurt that badly? Is that what we're blaming it on? Because, you know, was it a knee injury he had, and he missed 17 games, and he came back? Did he come back for the very last game of the season against Denver?
Last couple games.
Before? He was activated the one before and didn't play, I don't think.
I think he played the last three.
Because then he played the L.A. game,
yeah.
And then he played the Denver game, and maybe
Memphis.
There was another one as well.
Memphis.
And... don't take this wrong. I don't want somebody to be injured, but I hope he is. I hope that's the reason. Because he was, again, a non-factor last night. My favorite part, though, was the end of the game when our guy, Kevin Harlan, goes, boy, this is probably a surprise to a lot of people. Final score, 102-82. And I'm thinking, what did we do during 5-3-4? You said Wolves by 20. And I said, I agree with you. How much? Rockets by 20. What was the final score? It was 20 points. How was that a surprise to anybody?
I said Rockets in a rout.
Yeah, Rockets in a rout, and you said by 20.
Yeah.
You said 20. You called the number exactly.
Did I say that?
You don't remember?
I don't remember saying that. Well, I remember saying Rockets in a rout.
You said Rockets in a rout, and you said by 20, and I said, I agree. And it was 20 on the night, and I was hoping for 20 on the night, because it was 22, and I think it got to 18 late. And then... I think the Rockets took a shot, an easy one that missed. It hung on the rim and went on. That kept that at 20. And then the Wolves didn't bother to try to score late because it was they weren't, you know, what good is it going to do? One of the two teams, it worked out perfect at the end with a couple of shots that should have been made, one by each team, that missed. So it could have been 18 or 22, but it was 20 on the nut. And then to hear Harlan say, who saw this coming? No one could have predicted this. And it's like, well, no. And here's the best part. Guys like Harlan, he eats, drinks, breathes, and sleeps basketball all winter long. That's all he does is games, night after night, day after day, week after week, month after month. And you and me, you haven't watched 4 seconds of Timberwolves basketball.
I've watched maybe 3 minutes.
3 minutes, and you just go, I'll take Rockets by 20. And I agree, and I've watched a lot more compared to you. Now, if you watch the games, you just know the Wolves are not as good as the Rockets. The Rockets are 20 points better than the Minnesota Timberwolves most nights. The other night, when Paul and a couple of other guys didn't shoot well, and the Wolves, how they were able to stay in the game, I don't know. Every once in a while, you know, the blind squirrel, acorn, haystack, that's what happened on the three-point game. And you know what's going to happen at Target Center at the bullseye on, is that Saturday night they play? That's going to be a Rockets 20-point victory. That's what's going to happen.
And what's sad is if you would have told me James Harden's going to shoot 2 of 18 for 12 points, I'd say Wolves stole one in Houston.
Yeah.
And they lost by 20.
They lost by 20. They're just... And again, I'm hoping, because we all know the big meow has been he's Harry Houdini. It's been a disappearing act. But Butler has been no factor either. In Wiggins, they just let him shoot. Wiggins, was he the leading scorer with 14?
I think Bielitsa was a leading scorer. Wiggins had 13. Bielitsa had 16.
It's a rude. I mean, for me, I got to admit, it's worse than I even thought. I mean, it's funny how your impressions on a team can change in a week. You know, I think we all liked what we saw with the 16. How many more wins than last year? 13 or 14 more wins, whatever it was. You know, good. We should have been an 8 seed, Jimmy Butler. Then we go in there and we just look. It was ugly. More on that. Other topics to get to. Including, they're releasing the NFL schedule tonight. We'll talk about that as well here on the Common Man program.
Your shot at $1,000 now. Text the keyword BANK to 200-200. You'll get a text confirming entry plus iHeartRadio info. Standard data and message rates apply. That's BANK to 200-200. At Mauer Buick GMC, they don't want to deceive their customers. Wouldn't it be nice if you could shop for a vehicle and have a dealership be straightforward with price? With so many confusing offers, it's easy to get lost in all the stipulations and fine print. Mauer Buick GMC will never advertise a price that every customer can't get. No hoops to jump through. Drive in today for an upfront and truly transparent car buying experience. All their vehicles are listed online at MauerBuickGMC.com or stop by the showroom located off 494 and Robert Street, where their knowledgeable staff will take the time to listen to you and help you select the vehicle that best suits your wants and needs without any misleading information regarding price. For a straightforward car buying experience, call Mauer Buick GMC today at 651-552-2222. That's 651-552-2222. Mauer Buick GMC. We are professional grade.
KFAN, total traffic.
From the Holiday Station Stores Traffic Center, here's a look at the roads. Accident still going on 35 southbound at 185th Street, where a semi is going into the right ditch. Stop and go from County Road 50 in Stillwater, Highway 95, north and southbound Highway 36 to 59th Street. We're going to have single lane traffic in alternating directions with road work through next Friday. It's traffic on the fan. This report brought to you by White Bear Mitsubishi.
Ready for some fun in the sun along 60 miles of beautiful beaches? Book your getaway to Myrtle Beach on Sun Country Airlines. With nonstop flights starting in April, you'll be on the beach in no time. Plan today at visitmyrtlebeach.com.